USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump had no problem winning the Iowa Republican caucuses Monday night, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures and blowing snow to deliver the victory for the former president. His win? The largest for a contested presidential caucus in Iowa in decades. Raymond Arroyo of Fox News said that he talked to several Iowans who told him this.
Most of them told me, though, they are voting for the Trump record.
Yeah.
What he gave them before that they want back again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. State roads managers reminding drivers it's best to stay cautious as this week's nationwide Arctic blast will lead to more slick roads in many places Wednesday.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that as well.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This week's Arctic blast brought snow, ice, and those sub-zero wind chills nearly from coast to coast and border to border in the U.S. Parts of the extreme southeastern U.S., as well as the desert southwest, avoided the worst of the storms. As war between Israel and Hamas triggers smaller clashes across the Middle East region, the U.S. and U.K. continue combating Houthi militants in Yemen, who have been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea for months.
Attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea does have a direct attack on British interests.
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. Mark Lyle Grant, the U.S. says it shot down a Houthi rebel missile fired at a U.S. warship this week. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. The Pentagon confirmed Austin has been released from Walter Reed Military Hospital. He'll reportedly work remotely for a time and have full access to secure communications capabilities. This is questions remain about why it took so long for the Pentagon to notify the White House and Congress of Austin's hospitalization. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Boeing taking a hard look at quality control.
This after a door plug blew open on an Alaska Airlines flight. The company is planning additional inspections for its 737 MAX planes. In an email to employees, CEO of Boeing's Commercial Airplanes Division, Stan Deal, said he'll bring in an outside party to make an assessment on the quality management system. I'm Dave Collins.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent candidate. During a visit to Atlanta this week, he said he believes he'll face President Biden and former President Trump in the general election this November.
He showed me these numbers that made it clear that I have had a way where I could win. And I showed them to my wife, and you know, we talked about it for probably 6 months. And then she said, yeah, I'm on board.
During a visit with the Black Information Network, Gallup polls have showed RFK Jr. does well with young people and independents, which is now the largest group of voters in the country. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is trying to enhance the child tax credit. Today they released a $78 billion tax package that would not only do that, but would also restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. However, the deal faces some problems. Some lawmakers want it attached to a must-pass bill to help push it through, but the bill may need to go as a standalone bill. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.